Let's review Shabbos Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara continues its discussion of begadim and when they are mekabel tumah. If you have a beged that's 3 by 3 etzbaos, can it be mekabel tumah of a sheretz? So the Gemara tells us that if it's made out of tzemer or pishtim and it's 3 by 3 etzbaos, it can definitely be mekabel tumah shratzim, but it's machlokas Abaye and Rava how we know that. Abaye says we learn from the pasuk of O beged, the extra riboy in the pasuk of O. According to Rava, we'd be able to be marbishar begadim of shlosh al shlosh tefachim, even non-semer pishta begadim, if they're 3 by 3 tefachim from the word o. Rava says that the way we know that a beged of semer pishtim could be metame bishratzim when it's 3 by 3 at zbaos, we learn from tumas negayim that if a beged of semer pishtim could be makabel tuma of tumas negayim when it's 3 by 3 at zbaos, so it could be makabel tuma shratzim also when it's 3 by 3 at zbaos. Why can't Abaye learn it from tumas negayim? Abaye will say no, because negayim or more chamur in the sense that even a chut shasi ve'erev is metame b'negayim, you don't have that by sheretz, so you can't learn shratim from negayim. We also find that there are certain chumras of tumas shratim that you don't have by tumas negayim. Tumas shratim is chamur because metame b'ka'adasha. A nega is only metame if it's a shir of a kugris, which is 9 adashim, so it's much, much larger than the size of an adasha. The Gemara then discusses whether there is the possibility, whether there's even a hava that being mala on a person's body, two different materials that aren't tzemer upishtim, some other type of mixture of different materials, may be included in the Yisr of Shatnas. Rav Papa holds that even though when it comes to the Yisr of Levisha, of wearing Shatnas, the Torah only asks tzemer upishtim, but when it comes to being mala on a person's body, different materials, so there would have been room to say that the Torah asks any two materials, and that's where Rabbi Shmuel needs to learn from a binyan av that even how Allah is only Asr with Tzemer Upishtim. But then the Gemara rejects Rav Papa and says, no, by Levisha, where your whole body is neh from the Beged, the Torah only asks a mixture of Tzemer Upishtim, so Allah, all the more so, where only part of your body is being neh from the Beged, of course the Torah would only Asr Tzemer Upishtim, so you don't need any special limud to exclude Ha'alah of other different mixtures of begadim. The Gemara then moves on to a discussion. Once we're discussing begadim of tzemer upishtim, moves on to the discussion of which begadim are chayiv and tzitzis. It's machlokes Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and Rava. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak holds only a beged made out of tzemer upishtim is chayiv and tzitzis min haTorah. Two possible sources for that: either it's from a binyan av from nigei begadim that a stam beged is tzemer upishtim by nigei begadim. So too, when it says beged by tzitzis, it means tzemer upishtim, or it's from the smich of the pasuk of Gedilim Tasa to the pasuk of the Silba Shatnas Tzemer Upishtim, that just like the Yisr Shatnas is only by Tzemer Upishtim, the mitzvah of Gedilim Tasa of Tzitzis is only by Tzemer Upishtim. That's from Nachum Bar Yitzchak. But Rava holds all begadim are chayiv and tzitzis min haTorah, even non-Tzemer Upishtim. He darshens the smichus of the psukim to teach us that chutei tzitzis made out of tzemer or pishtim could work for begadim made out of any material, but chutei tzitzis, strings of tzitzis that are made out of other material, will only work for begadim made of that same material, but will not work for begadim made out of different materials. That's what's special about tzemer upishtim in regards to the mitzvah of tzitzis, that strings made out of tzemer upishtim can pater any beged. That's how Rava understands. Now, a beged of a the Gemara goes on to discuss the pasuk of a ru'isa musa, which implies that there's some sort of role of seeing in regards to tzitzis, and it's from that pasuk that we learn that a beged of ksus laila is pater from tzitzis. Machlokes Rishonim how to define ksus laila, whether it's a beged that's miyucha to wear at night, or any beged you happen to be wearing at night, but ksus laila is pater from tzitzis. What about ksus suma? What about a blind person's clothing? So that's chayiv and tzitzis, because the pasuk says asher techaseba. How does a blind person ever get to do uri isem also? Well, the fact that other people could see his beged, that's enough to make it to fulfill uri isem also. The Gemara finally, before the Mishnah at the end of Chav Zayin and Beis, discusses whether you're allowed to be mesachich, whether you're allowed to make a sukkah out of something that's mekabel tumas negi, but it's not mekabel tumas maga. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Sumcha say that you're not allowed to be mesachich with something that could become tamei with negayim. And it gives two examples. Either a string that's miyucha to be used for shasi or erev, and it has not yet been woven, so it can't be mekabel tumas maga v'sheretz, but it can be mekabel tumas negayim. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Meir, exactly at what point it could be mekabel tumas negayim, but it can be mekabel tumas negayim. And the other example is onin shel pishtim. Mishta, and if you have bundles of flax, so it's roi to be metame to Musnagayim as soon as it's mislabin in the oven, even though it's not yet spun. But it's not makabel to Musmaga v'sheret until it's spun and woven and made into a beged. That's Shabbos Tav Chav Zayin.